The question today is, why can't I believe? We've looked at this. This is part number 8. And we've said that the reason a person can't really believe is Jesus has never been revealed to him. You can go back and get the CDs or the tapes or whatever. You can order them. We'd be glad to send them to you for these radio broadcasts. But saving faith has not been produced, and they're connected. When a person has a work of Holy Ghost conviction done, saving faith will be produced, repentance will be worked. You can obey the gospel by repenting and believing unto salvation, because the Lord will reveal himself to you. Holy Ghost will reveal the Lord Jesus to you at that particular time. Now, we've said there's some reasons why we have not had Jesus revealed to us. It's because we've not continued in his word. If we continue, he said, you shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. But if you're not willing to continue in his word, you'll never come to a place that you can believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, some things are simple in his word. He said, forsake not the assembling of yourself together. It means to attend church. You're not willing to attend church, you're not going to ever be saved. If you're not, he also says to pay your tithe, and that's to give offerings above the tithe. If you're not willing to do that, then you're never going to come to the place that you might be believing, because the Bible says no thief's going to have any part in heaven and be no place for them there. He says to dress in modest apparel with shamefacedness. And if you're not willing to do that, you're never going to enter in. And you've got to strive to overcome the obstacles the devil, the world, and the flesh sets in front of you. Not works for salvation, but works to get to overcome them, that you might get to the place that Jesus be revealed to you, so you can exercise saving faith and be saved. So you see, there's some things that continue in his word. If you're not willing to do it, you'll never be saved. If you're not willing, and you say, but I can't. If you'll make a feeble attempt at it, the Lord will make you willing in the day of his power, in the day of his visitation to you. I also, we use the parable of the soil or the seed, and said, we don't have, he that got ears to hear, let him hear. Maybe you don't have ears to hear yet. Pray God to give you ears to hear. You don't want the Holy Ghost of God to take the word and plow up the soil. You got something hidden down in the soil of your heart. You don't want those things to come out. God, and listen, it's got to all be made bare. You don't want to keep the word that God gives you. You don't want, and as a result, you don't understand. And that leads to problems, and you're apathetic. You don't have any passion for the things of God. You're unconcerned about the things of God. And as we said in Romans 1, that leads to ruin, as it leads you down, because you see indifference, which is apathetic. Being apathetic, it leads to ingratitude, and ingratitude leads to ignorance, and ignorance leads to idolatry, and idolatry leads to immorality, where God gives you over to reprobate mind, vile affection, and uncleanness. Bad place to be. But that's the place a person will wind up, instead of getting to the place that Jesus may be revealed to him and saving faith granted to him. You see, you've got to continue. You've got to put together those things God gives you. Guard the seed. And then we said, not willing to pay the price is another reason people don't get to the place that Jesus has revealed to them. And Luke chapter 14, he said, loving Jesus supremely above your family and everybody else. He also said bear your cross, which means to take up your lot in life, whatever God comes your way. That means hardships and trials or whatever you may face by identifying with the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, you cannot be my disciple if you're not willing to do that. As you're coming to him, he that comes to me, you're not willing to do that, you'll never get to him. And then he said, forsake all. In other words, be willing to pay the price. The rich young ruler wasn't willing to pay that price because he had great wealth. But Paul was willing to pay that price. I didn't deal with that yesterday, but you see, he met Jesus on the road to Damascus under Holy Ghost conviction, and the Lord said to him in Acts chapter 9, verse number 5, he said when he met him, Paul said to the Lord first, who art thou, Lord? And even though he said the word Lord's recorded, he didn't call on him as Lord. It just means a title of respect. And the Lord said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks. Now the Lord revealed himself to him, and he trembling and astonished, and said, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? And the Lord said unto him, arise and go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do. That'll be there at that place. Now he went to 3 days. He stayed on the street called Straight, and he counted the cost. Now, he wasn't saved until 3 days after he met Jesus on the road to Damascus. But in Damascus, he counted the cost. He listed this in the book of Philippians chapter 3, verse number 4 through 8. He said, though I might have confidence in the flesh, if any man thinketh that he hath whereof he might trust in the flesh, I more, circumcised the eighth day of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, an Hebrew of the Hebrews, as touching the law, a Pharisee, concerning zeal, persecuting the church, touching the righteousness which is in the law, blameless. But though what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung. Why? That I may win Christ, that I might be saved. And so Paul came to a conclusion after 3 days that he was willing to give up everything in life to go with the Lord Jesus Christ, because he had revealed himself to him. So saving faith was granted him. Man of God came by and told him what to do. Arise, wash away your sins, basically calling on the name of the Lord. So he wasn't saved until a street called Straight 3 days after I met the Lord on the road to Damascus. And so as a result, he counted the cost and was willing to pay the price. But many people are not willing to pay the price. I'll tell you another reason that some people don't have Jesus revealed to them is because they don't want a Lord. They don't want a Lord. Now, in John chapter 6, Jesus made some very plain statements as he's talking about the bread of life and whatnot there. And in other words, that was after he'd fed the group with 5 loaves and 2 fish. And of course, some thought he was a prophet, and he was, but he was more. But they came to him, wanted to make him king, because they had their bellies filled. Now, Jesus knew their motive. He knew why they wanted to make him king, for it was for the provision he had provided. And so the Lord gave them a discourse in John chapter 6 on the bread of life, that group there that day. And in 48, verse 48 through number 51, he said this. He said, I am the bread of life. Your fathers did eat manna in the wilderness and are dead. This is that bread which cometh down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof and not die. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I give is my flesh, which I'll give for the life of the world. Now you see, the Jews there, the crowd there that day, were still thinking in material terms. They argued one with another over the possibility of how Jesus could give them his flesh to eat. Verse 52 said, the Jews therefore strove among themselves, saying, how can this man give us his flesh to eat? And then, of course, making matters more difficult, our Lord indicated that his blood also had to be received if one would have life. In verse 53, then Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, except ye eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, ye have no life in you. In other words, this was offensive to the Jews, because the Old Testament had prohibited them a consuming of blood. In other words, in their meat, they could not consume the blood. I'll not look at that and go into that. But eating his flesh, what does that mean? In verse 53, it's a metaphor referring to believing and receiving Jesus as Lord of their life. And drink his blood is another metaphor referring to the same thing. So at verse 47, when it says there, he said, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life. That means to receive his person. That means to receive him as Lord. So this is not an act of a cannibalism. It does not refer to partaking the elements of the Lord's Supper, because they're not the actual flesh and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And these priests who say it is, when he blesses it, has been declared, in other words, when he has been deceived and he's deceiving others. It's not the actual body and blood. But what does it mean? This verse 53, when it means to eat his flesh and drink his blood, means wholehearted reception of Jesus Christ as Lord. Not just his Savior, but Lord. That means boss, master, owner, supreme authority. It means to receive him. It means is equivalent to believing or exercising of saving faith. The Bible said in John chapter 1, verse number 12, to as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. 1 John 5:12 said, he that hath the Son hath light. He that hath not the Son of God hath not light. So you see, to receive him is equivalent to believing or exercising saving faith. But it's to receive him as Lord. Now that crowd that day said, in verse number 60, many therefore of his disciples, when they heard this, said, this is a hard saying. Who can hear it? In other words, we don't want someone telling us what we have to do. We like our possessions. We like your possessions. We like your provisions. We like your presence and your power, but we don't want your person. We don't want you. We don't want a Lord. And they turned and walked away. The Bible said in verse number 66, he said, from that time, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. These wasn't saved folks at this time. In other words, they were followers, but they were not yet saved, because he'd already said, you'll be my disciples indeed if you continue in my word, John 8:31. If you are not willing to pay the price to love me supremely and bear your cross and forsake all, you cannot be my disciple. It means genuinely my disciple. So you see, they refused to believe on him as their Lord. Now the sad thing is they didn't want a Lord because they really already had one. The Bible said in Romans chapter 6, verse 16 and 17. And by the way, Ephesians 2:2 said every one of us, before we're saved, we've got another Lord. It's the prince of the power of the air, Satan, that he talked about. But verse 16 and 17 of Romans says, know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are, to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness. But God be thanked that ye were the servants of sin, but ye have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered you. In other words, you obeyed, you believed the gospel, you exercised saving faith. And verse 18 of Romans 6 says, being then made free from sin, ye became servants of righteousness. In other words, they had a Lord before, was Satan. And that's where every one of us were in that condition. But yet man thinks he's doing his own thing, doing what he wants to. And yet he don't want a Lord, but he's got a Lord, but he don't even know it. And they're not willing to come to the Lord Jesus Christ. In other words, and be saved. Because at that point, then you'll have the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord. Now, Lordship salvation is not a second work of grace. Taking Jesus as your Lord, it comes at salvation, not somewhere down the road. Many people are under the sound of my voice today will deny that. But folks, you'll never, and some people believe that him being your Lord means sinless perfection. You'll never reach that in this life. But Lordship means at that point, because of a work of grace, a work of God, Holy Ghost conviction done in your heart, will cause you to count the cost and be willing to pay the price of him being your Lord, having someone to tell you what to do. And you'll become servants, his servants, because you'll believe, exercise that saving faith as he reveals unto you. Except ye eat of my flesh and drink of my blood. That means supreme lordship at the point of salvation. And don't be like those people. They walked away in John 6 and they went to hell. But you need to stay and say, Lord, help me come to you that I might believe on you with a saving faith, exercise saving faith, and be saved. This is Edgar Lee Pascal, host of Ask the Pastor, saying good day to you until we meet again on the air or in the air. May the good Lord bless you is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.